This podcast is powered by The Plug. Yo, yo, it's the Life is Dope podcast. I'm your man, Graffiti.
Yo, yo, what's good? It's Colorado's favorite faithful black man, Davey.
You lying, bro. But check it out, Dave. We got a really, really dope episode for y'all today, man. Check it out.
I believe it.
So I'm going to let Davey do the intro this time. Go ahead and introduce this guest, bro.
You're going to let me fuck it up.
That's yep. What I'm saying. Put you on the spot.
Yo. We have some very special guests this time.
Uh-oh.
Actually, every time.
Uh-oh. But this one is mad special.
Actually, we got two special
this
guests.
This nigga's fucking up. Let me do it.
Nah, I got it. I just got to do like the dramatic pause.
Do it.
Yo, we got the beautiful.
Uh-oh.
Talented, most amazing,
our
most beautiful guest yet.
Dog, are you doing
yeah,
the intro or are you shooting
yeah,
the
I
shot,
said it.
Fam?
Yeah, I said it. Hey, from Chef Curry with the pot, boy.
Man, this is long range, but go ahead.
The talented, Stephanie Santiago.
Let's clap it up for Stephanie, y'all.
But no, we're not going to play our other guest to the left. Yeah, we also have the super talented.
And he got the shades on.
Ultra athletic. Came in with the Hollywood shades.
Yeah, holding it down for Team Light Skin. Heavy.
Hey. he the only outstanding light skin left.
Damn.
The rest of them washed.
Just offended everybody. But we got one for D.A. I'll clap it up for D.A. What's up, y'all? So first, let's start with DA, man. For the people that don't know, what do you do?
Oh, man, I'm a special operations trainer here at the Muscle Farm facility. My program is it's an awareness program and a mentorship program for these kids and athletes, no matter the age, combined with the sports performance and whatnot, and, you know, just raising awareness on what's going on in sports, but my way and I think it builds more character as these kids journey up to their dream to play in the NFL or whatever sport they want to do.
Nice, nice. All about the kids. And next up, Stephanie.
Well, my name is Stephanie Santiago. I'm from Angelique's Lip Service Podcast.
Hey.
Yes, I was a video vixen for a long time. And
a real video vixen.
Yeah,
at that.
A real video vixen back when there were video vixens. I don't think there's any more video vixens.
Right.
But
they all IG models?
Yeah. Oh, shout out to the IG models.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, now they transitions to IG, but like...
you know, people call me an IG model all the time. But I feel like I was like one of the like originators of Instagram, like before people were even on Instagram.
Right.
Like I was taking pictures on Instagram. But anyway, so yeah, that's what I do.
Where?
I'm on Angelique's Lip Service.
Dope. Shout out to Angelique.
Currently, that's what I'm doing right now.
The whole squad over there. Shout out to L'Oreal and all them.
Yes.
But yo, so yeah, good segue because I was going to mention the video vixen thing.
Okay.
How do you feel about that term nowadays?
I feel like that's the most respectable way to call it. Like, what else do people call it? Video vixen is the good name of it.
Right.
Like, you can be called a video hoe.
Mm.
Or you can be called a stripper. Or you can be called a prostitute.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? So, heavens, I think no. Video vixen is the best. It's the best one I can go for.
And vixen sounds like empowering. Because
it's
like...
All of those titles, it goes with just being next to... a rapper in a video or a singer, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't understand why anyone would get offended by being called a video person.
It's a fair title.
Yeah, I think that's the fairest one for the job.
And you've done a few videos. You've done it's the 2 Chainz birthday song.
I was in the birthday song with 2 Chainz and Kanye West. That's probably like the most famous video I've been in.
Was Kanye crazy then?
I know Kanye's, I don't feel like Kanye's crazy, you know. I just feel like he's just, you know, he's an acquired taste.
Okay.
That's
I agree.
What I feel about. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Media trained answer. That's to teach me that.
Right, because you was about to go in. But yo, let's talk about this. I want to ask you this personally, because you were Miss Bonita Applebaum on stage with Tribe Called Quest. How was that?
That's my Bonita Applebaum is probably like my proudest work. It was really good. I feel I'm very grateful to have been able to work with Tribe before Fife passed away. Mm-hmm. So it was like working with them. It's like a different level of consciousness. Like it's real work, you know. Like the way Q-Tip directs everybody, and it was an incredible experience. I'm very grateful to have been able to do that.
How did that come about?
Well, what had happened was
that's where the lie starts.
They wanted a girl. Q-Tip had the idea to bring Bonita Applebaum to life, you know, because she you know, she's like a myth, like a mythical character. So he wanted to bring her to life, and so he asked for, you know, he went to an agency and he asked for girls from New York. So, you know, they sent him a bunch of headshots, a bunch of pictures of girls, and he picked me out of the pictures.
Right.
But at the time, my manager, she said that I wasn't available. She didn't think I would do it because, you know, I had to be butt naked on the stage.
Right.
So she said no. At first, she said no. And then they gave him another stack of pictures. And again, my picture came up and they're like, that's the girl that we want. Is she available or not? So finally, she asked me. And I was like, yeah, of course. It's Tribe.
Right.
Of course I was doing, right?
And it was tastefully done, too.
Yeah, I think it was done tastefully.
So how did you first get into modeling and being a vixen?
Well, what happened with me was I was working as a personal assistant for a while. And the guy I was working for, he was dating my sister or whatever. And we were just working together. I was pregnant when I first started working with him. And we started working together, and he's a person with like a bunch of ideas in his head.
Right.
So at the time, he was working on a clothing line. Like he was designing and, you know, manufacturing a clothing line. So one day he just called me up and he's like, hey, I need you to get me a photographer. And I'm like, okay, because we already had a studio and everything. He's like, I need you to get me a photographer. And I'm like, okay. So I got him a photographer. I'm like, all right, what are we shooting? He's like, the clothes. And I'm like, all right, so do you want me to hire some models? And he's like, no, you do it. You just take the pictures. Like, just put some makeup on. You take the pictures. It's not even going to show your face. Just take the pictures of the clothes. So we ended up, I ended up shooting the clothes, and these pictures just came out. They just came out really beautiful. Like, I couldn't even, like, I looked at them, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, wow. Like, whoa. You know, so he was like, ah, you should put them up on this site. My friend, she's a model, and she has her photos up on the site. It was called Model Mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Throwback Thursday site.
Hey.
Right? Shout out to Model Mayhem. So I put the pictures on Model Mayhem, and I ended up connecting with one of my favorite photographers, Mirror 51. He's still one of my good friends to this day. And we shot this photo of me in a Mark Sanchez jersey when he was playing for the Jets.
Took off.
I have to say, find the link.
Yeah.
Right, he's looking for it right now.
Yeah, the favorites.
So that photo, I put it on Twitter. That was when Twitter was like blasting off at the time. Like,
Twitter
was going off. So I put it on Twitter, and Funkmaster Flex, shout out to him, Funkmaster Flex from New York, he picked it up and he put it on his blog, and the photo just went viral.
Damn.
So that's it. And
the rest was history.
Shout out to Twitter, though. Like, Twitter was really cracking in 2009.
Right?
This year, I've just spent most of the year just going back through my tweets from 2009 and deleting them.
Yeah, it was a wild time. Like, people was on Twitter just reckless, yo. Yeah, now Twitter's just, like, running shit. Like now TV shows getting content and shit from Twitter.
Yeah, if I ever get famous, my 2009 tweets are going to ruin me. Like,
yeah, man, you might want to delete them. You're going to be out here like KD, man, looking bad.
All the while, politically incorrect stuff in 2009. Don't judge me.
Nah, judge him.
I always tell people, like, you never know who's watching you, man. Be careful who you post on the internet.
Straight up. Yeah. So, speaking of talking wild and all that shit, you do the Lip Service podcast.
Hey, Angelique,
how did you get started with that?
Well, what happened, you know, Lip Service, it's about sex and relationships. We talk about sex and relationships.
Okay.
So what had happened was,
And then she does the glasses thing every time.
She get ready to lie. What happened?
Get ready to lie. No. What happened was I hosted a party with DJ Envy, and it was the first time like we connected. So we ate with the promoter, my good friend. It was the promoter, and we ate, and we was just, you know, cross talking, like just, you know, having conversation like the way we are now.
Right.
And he was like, you know what? And I told him, I was like, man, I want to do radio so bad. Like, that's my goal. I want to do radio so bad. That's why I'm in this business. I, even before modeling, I wanted to do radio. Mm. And he was like, really? He was like, you know what? Angelique is going to bring back her show Lip Service, and she's looking for somebody to be permanent on her show. Mm. He was like, you should hit her up and see what's up with that. And I was like, oh, I was like, wow. I was like, he was like, I'll let her know. I'll tell her that I think it would be a good fit. But I don't know what happened with that. But then my friend Sean Malcolm, like maybe 2 or 3 days later, he's like, hey, Angelique is doing a podcast. She wants you to be on it. And I went and I did the podcast with Angela. And ever since, we've been doing it for almost 4 years.
Rocking strong. That's one of my favorite podcasts, too.
Do you listen?
Shout out to Lip Service. Yeah. I like it because, like, y'all
do listen.
Y'all don't hold back. You know what I mean? Like,
you know, sometimes I feel like people get exhausted with hearing us talking about sex all the time. Mm. You know what I mean?
I don't get exhausted. That's maybe it's a stamina thing.
You know, sometimes I just long to talk about other things.
Right.
You know,
straight up. I mean? Well, that's why we got you here today.
Yes.
Yeah, I was listening to the podcast. And it said that one of your non-sexual turn-ons include when a man is able to teach you something. Is that true?
That's the sexiest thing in the world. I can't be with a man that I can't learn from. I don't like being around people. I don't like having friends that can't teach me anything. Like, I feel like my friends can learn a lot from me, even though I am a person who has so much to learn.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I still feel like I've been through a lot of stuff, and I can, you know, give my friends advice, and I expect that from everyone I'm around. You know, my entire circle. I feel like we should be able to bounce off of each other and feed off of each other. Everybody should be able to eat, you know what I mean, off of each other.
That's true. So did you know that banging your head against the wall burns 150 calories?
What?
That doesn't have to do with anything.
Wait,
how you feel about that?
How many bangs? For 150 calories. How many bangs?
Sorry, take notes.
If I was to guess, I would just say however many till you like pass out. So that might be like
eight. More.
Eight.
But you have to pass out? No, 150 calories isn't worth it.
Hey, we're dying and shit.
Do you know that in the
150 calories per bang? I don't know.
Ooh, right. Might have to hit that headboard, y'all. Yeah,
have hella CTE, yo. Just be like,
get the reps in.
I'm be skinny and
I was going to say eight, and then you're going to pass out.
Skinny and retarded.
So I would say eight.
Right. What kind of power stroke? Eight.
You're going to see me like hella in shape, like in a wheelchair. Like, hey, what's up, guys?
Anyways, back to the non-sexual turn-ons. This nigga Dave over here.
Did you know that bangs. In the UK, it's illegal to eat mincemeat pies on Christmas Day?
Why? In the UK?
I don't know why. I got to ask him. I have to ask the Prime Minister next time I go.
Holy moly.
Speaking of not being able to eat stuff, one of the non-sexual turn-ons for you for a man is a man that eats pork.
Yes. I was just saying that the next time someone asks me, who is the man of your dreams? I'm going to say a man who eats pork.
Why?
Because everybody's on this new vegan diet bullshit. Like, I'm at home frying chuletas by myself. You know, making pork chops.
You hear that, fellas?
I need a man who's going to love my pork chops.
What's chuletas? Because I never had a Puerto Rican girlfriend. What's chuletas?
A pork chop.
Someone tell me what chuletas is.
It's a pork chop.
Oh, okay.
It's a pork chop.
Okay, I had that then.
It just sound way more fire. A chuleta?
A chuleta? Like, maybe I see a chuleta.
Are we going to talk about our non-sexual turn-ons?
Yeah. Shoot.
Go ahead, bro.
I think I have a few. I like when a woman is comfortable enough to like sing and she doesn't sound trash.
That was a mad R&B answer. Like, y'all just be at home writing verses and shit, so sing. Okay. What about you, DA?
I just need an intelligent woman, conscious woman, so I ain't gotta deal with the the BS and all the extra stress. So,
oh, this nigga too smooth.
You feel me?
This nigga too smooth.
Right, shades is super shining everywhere.
Show me the man
right now. Did he hit him with the ooh afterwards?
He's like, yeah, I just need just like a super intelligent lady. That's
yeah,
just...
man, you can't be wasting your time, man. Like, just like they don't want to waste their time. So I'm like, man, put whatever on the table and we'll see what's 50-50. But like, I got a business to run, so
right.
I can't adapt to that. I can't adapt to your shit, man.
Ladies, you heard it first.
Well, I guess I got to get my perspective. You know, I'm married, family guy and shit.
Yeah, what's
y'all probably can't relate to mine. But mine is when she put the kids to sleep. By the time I get home and they already sleep, ooh, do that. That's the one right there. Like, you put them? Yeah, that's the one right there. So I'm going to say put the kids to sleep. Married fellas with hella kids, y'all know.
That's a relationship problem.
Word, word, straight up. So, yo, where are you from?
911.
What's your emergency?
Yeah, somebody's just broke into my house.
Okay, we'll get a unit over shortly.
Okay, please hurry.
Real quick, can you verify your race for us?
I'm black. No, I'm sorry, I'm white. I'm full white.
Okay, can you answer a few questions just to confirm?
Okay.
Okay, how do you feel about Black Lives Matter?
All lives matter.
Nice. Did OJ do it?
Yeah, he did it.
Okay, who's the best boxer in the United States?
Jake Paul.
King of R&B.
Justin Bieber.
Okay, last question. Say ask.
X. Oh, fuck. No, hey!
I'm from New York City. I'm Puerto Rican.
Hey, Puerto Rico.
Yeah, shout out to Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is really going through a very devastating time right now. I don't mean to sound like a commercial, but please, if you can donate, Puerto Rico needs everyone's help right now. Like, they are going to be without electricity for at least 3 months.
Wow.
Go to www.unitedforpuertorico.com.
United for Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And I've seen those satellite pictures of like the before and after the hurricane, like just all the trees and grass and everything just ripped out. Like,
let's stress that address again. That's unitedforpuertorico.com.
Yes.
I won't put that out there because like a lot of people want to help, but they don't really know how to help. And then, you know, like with Houston, people was like, don't donate to the Red Cross.
Stop giving to the Red Cross.
We got to tell people directly where to put your money at. That's actually
going
to help.
United for Puerto Rico is straight from the First Lady of Puerto Rico. She's,
nice.
You know, the President of Puerto Rico, not the Red Cross.
Right.
Where? That's right. Red stands for running off on the plug.
Right.
Every time. Don't do it.
Damn it. No, straight up, yeah, much love to Puerto Rico. Thank you for coming to Denver, though.
Yes.
How you liking Denver?
I think Denver's gorgeous. You know, bitches love mountains.
They do?
Hashtag bitches love mountains.
Shoot, I'm about to take Shorty to the mountains.
No, it's so beautiful. I'm like, we were in the car, I'm like, where's the mountains? He's like, it's right there. And I looked at him, I'm like, oh my God. He's like, oh, this idiot. He's looking at me like this. But.
Yeah, nah, you gotta, have you ever actually been up to the mountains? Like,
no.
Nah, see, that's how you gotta do it. Yeah, that's how you gotta do it.
I've been up in the mountains of Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like...
I want to go.
This nigga DA talks so smooth, bro. Like, every smooth. Every time.
You don't know if he like talking to us or if he just like, just throwing like some cool shit. Just
cooling. Just cooling. Just ad-libbing and shit.
But I feel like women in Denver... Like, women in Denver, they used to the mountains, though. They're like, I'm not trying to go to the mountains, nigga. I'm trying to go to... I don't know. What do women in Denver like to go? Vegas.
It's Cherry Creek Mall.
Y'all love it.
Cherry Creek Mall.
They want to go to the
mall. Let me get all the your roasting shit. Y'all asses up at Cherry Creek Mall.
Y'all love to go to Cherry Creek Mall and not buy nothing.
Yeah. Right. Just be at the mall. Fucking.
You know, I'm from New York City. Like, there ain't no mountains in New York City. You got to go to the Bronx to see the mountains. And nobody want to be in the Bronx, man.
But y'all got bodegas.
We got bodegas. We got, you know, buildings on buildings on buildings on buildings on buildings.
How you feel about that news? I ain't going to front. I'm not too up on it. But I heard something about them trying to convert bodegas into, like, some automated type bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
The little, like, cabinets or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. It's like some little help-yourself check-in, Amazon type shit.
You know, know, technology is ruining business for, you know, a lot of mom and pop businesses like that. Because nowadays you can, you know, just go on your phone and get a delivery from anywhere, you know. So technology, it's going to take over everything.
Yeah. But you think it could replace that actual bodega feel, though?
No, never. I'm going to be devastated when there's no more bodegas.
I don't think it's going to replace it.
Like, I live in Jersey now, you know. Like, I live in Edgewater, you know. Like, there's fine dining everywhere where I live. And I go over the bridge to New York to get me a sandwich from bodega all the time. So,
I think it's just because white people just don't want to, like, see minorities anymore. So they're just like, let's just put up a
vending machine. What do they like? Let's get rid of that.
Let's put up a vending machine so we don't have to be around blacks and Hispanics.
Yeah, that's definitely happening in Denver. I don't know what the gentrification is looking like back east, but out here, yo, it's crazy.
The hood ain't the hood no more.
The hood ain't the hood no more, man. I mean, we still got a couple spots. Like I said, if you want to take a tour through the hood, if you're feeling...
No.
Nah, but...
Demographic has changed, though.
Yeah. How you feel about that, DA, because you live out here?
Just all the construction going on around, just for the taxes and all the weed money that's being brought in. Like, it ain't really a usual scene. That's why I'm just trying to keep my end of the culture from where I'm from, band together. But everything's been changed. The city for the taking, but the culture's still dope, even with the mixed nationalities and everyone coming here.
Right. I just think it's crazy that everything is changing off weed money. Like, they building this whole city off weed money, but we still in jail off selling weed.
Yeah, man.
Crazy.
They need to go ahead and retroactively release everybody.
Like, what do you do about that? Like, I still got homies locked up for selling, like, some little petty sacks. And our state is based on weed. You know what I mean?
It is.
It's crazy.
Based on weed, like, they done flipped it around. You know, the economy's growing, but all of our areas is... It ain't really making no money just like any other place.
Right. It's crazy.
So do you feel like being a vixen and a model in 2017 is completely different than what it's been before? Because if you look at, like, if you look at IG now, people can just go viral.
Yeah.
Models have just 100,000 followers, a million followers.
I feel like this. I feel like the word model is just, you know, it's a term that's really used very loosely nowadays.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
What would you call it now?
Like, a girl will pay a photographer to do a couple professional photos of them, and then they're like, oh, I'm modeling. I'm a model.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I just feel like you can't call yourself a model until you are living your life based on your pay as a model. Mm. You know what I mean? So
just getting on IG and having a million followers ain't nothing if you ain't getting paid for it.
So I mean, no, the girls, if there's a girl, most of those girls with millions of followers, like I have close to a million, and I make money off of it.
You know,
IG is a wonderful platform for women.
Flex on them, then.
You know what I mean? It's a wonderful platform for women, but I don't consider every girl who's posting photos on Instagram a model.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's, you know, a beautiful girl on Instagram doing her thing, getting her bag or whatever she's doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But until you're, like, on the cover of a magazine or, you know, like I said, you're living your life based on the money you get from being a model. I don't really think you should call yourself a model. Like, I can call myself a model because I literally live my whole life off of modeling.
Right.
What I mean? And, but even now, like, I think I'm more of an entertainment personality than just a model because I work in entertainment, you know?
Right. How do you feel about selling flat tummy tea?
I shout out to Flat Tummy Tea.
Hey,
I hear, you know, if you use it, it works.
Hey, it works.
Hey, I will leave it at that. What about what about those, like, strapless bras?
Shout out to Flat Tummy Tea. One more time. Check clear.
Hey.
What about those like the strapless bras that they?
The sneaky one, man. You know, that's a bag. It works. You know, girls.
It really works.
Hey, the commercial.
Yeah, just the advertisement is great.
Secure your bag. You see, these as advertisement ops.
I was like, yo.
Here's the thing. You know, I know a lot of people, they get annoyed and frustrated with seeing so many girls doing these ads. You know what I mean? But just understand, guys, that it is a check.
Yeah.
These girls are making money. You know what I mean? Some are making more than others. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But even if, you know, they got homegirl for a little $400 to post up for the whole their whole life. They signed their life away for $400. At least she got her bag. You know? They're doing that, you know they're not doing it just to get the product.
Exactly. Right?
They're making money.
Definitely, man. When shout out to
Fashion Nova, you know, that's something different, you know. But girls need clothes, you know. I understand.
When I saw Amber Rose doing it, I was like, listen, that ain't holding up. No titties. Absolutely like that. That shit was like overrunning.
It's a bag. It's a bag. And shout out to Bag, man. Matter of fact, since we're talking about bags and securing bags and all that, shout out to Rhino Supply.
Hey!
Denver's number one supplier for medical marijuana. It's the plug for medical marijuana. Text the number on the commercial. Y'all seen it. Text hashtag dope deals and go get you them 2 grams for $25.
That's right.
Pay them bills real quick. Now back to the conversation.
And we definitely look like one of them.
Now back to the conversation.
We definitely look like them karate movies in the commercial too with the...
Yo... After the commercial drop, everybody was hitting me with the little screenshot with the side-by-side of old boy from, like, the Everest College commercials.
Yo, I'm just
like, you ain't doing nothing. You might as well call us. I'm like, damn, I do kind of look like you. Hey, but like she said, it's a bag, man.
You might as well smoke this weed. You're just going to stay home, watch Jerry Springer, watch the Maury Show.
Thing. Like, if you want your girls, you want these girls that you like on Instagram, you want them to keep posting content, then support their bag.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you see that flat tummy tee, as much as you know it, or you feel like you know, because it does work.
It works.
I'm living proof.
Yeah, man. I got some in this cup. I got some in my Ciroc. You know? Yeah.
Drinking it right now. You know what I mean? Like, even if, you know, if the picture's cute, you like it. Like that picture, you know. The company, they're looking at that. You know, they want to see how much attention your ad is getting.
Right.
You know, support. If you like these girls, you want them to keep posting up. You want them to keep twerking on your timeline.
Yeah.
I don't personally twerk. But, you know, you want to keep seeing these girls.
Support the twerk.
Right.
Yeah. Support the flat tummy tee pose.
Word.
So, I mean, we could talk about the hottest thing going on in entertainment right now is Kevin Hart.
Mm.
And let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess he cheated. He's caught it up in some, extortion?
Yeah. So before we say that, I'm going to tell you a little something about my co-host.
Yo, I'm Lawrence Hyde.
So he calls himself the most faithful man in Colorado, blah, blah, blah. But his hashtag is Black Men Don't Cheat. How do you feel about that?
Well.
You don't even have to just be talking about black men, just in general.
Men.
I mean, I can't.
I feel like this. Men go as far as their options.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? So.
I ain't got no options, so.
You know, like when you're dating a big celebrity like Kevin Hart, he might be 4 feet tall, not the most attractive thing in the world, but just
damn.
Women flock to fame. You know, these groupies out there, they don't care. You know, they don't care about these guys. They don't care about, you know, their heart or anything like that. They're just trying to get their shit off with a celebrity.
Right.
You
right.
know what I mean? So
they trying to secure a bag too at the end of the day.
You know, so,
do we knock them?
I mean, that's a different kind of bag. I don't support that.
Yeah, that's a
bag.
Negative
I don't
bag.
Support the extortion.
That's a bad bag.
It's illegal.
It's legal. It's mad illegal.
Stephanie Santiago does not support anything.
Straight up. But
how do you get, like, how do you get caught with, like, the cell phone? Like, that's still, like, that's so 2014.
Man.
Yeah, he was out here sloppy.
Yeah.
Come on. But, you know, like, you know, she's probably going to get, like, a really... I don't think it's okay.
Nah.
You know what I mean? I think it's, you know, he did wrong. He did something real stupid. And he probably doesn't deserve to have, you know... I don't know the dynamic of their relationship.
Right.
But, you know, people have their problems. The only reason why that's so public... You think that's the first time he cheated on her and she caught him?
So... Check this out, though. Well, here's my thing. Not condoning nothing or nothing.
I'm going to say because he's a black man, it probably was his first time cheating.
Because black men don't cheat. But check it out, though. His current wife was his side chick.
Exactly.
So is this whole thing just null and void? I kind of feel like, eh.
Please. And, you know, in Hollywood and the way people's shit is set up.
Right.
No pun intended.
I see what you did.
No pun intended. You know what I mean? She was probably hitting, you know, hitting threesomes with her man and right. all of that. You know what I mean? When
she got left out.
She was pregnant and right. all of that. You know, it's, you know, people expect for her to just, you know, that's it. I want a divorce.
Right. Mm.
Like, you know, there's bigger problems than cheating in marriages.
Like right? what?
Like, there's just bigger problems.
Right. I can't think of it. It's just problems, nigga.
It's like being broken here.
Hey, you kids, quit slamming my goddamn door.
Damn. Yeah, that's probably a big problem.
Yeah, shit, being broken anything yeah. is a problem.
Or even, you know what's a big problem in a relationship? When your other has friends that you can't stand. Mm. And you just can't seem to get them.
Even, that's a fact.
Even in marriages, if you have your wife and her best friend, she's just such a fucking ratchet. She's just right. annoying. She gets on your nerves. Mm. But that's her best friend. She loves her. You got to deal with it.
Can't do nothing about that.
That causes stress. Other people cause stress in your marriage. Mm.
So if you had friends that your spouse couldn't stand or wanted you to not be friends with them, what would y'all do?
You know, it depends on the friend, who the friend is. Because, like, I can't let a man dictate who could be my friend.
Okay.
You know, especially if it's a woman. Yeah. Like, I can understand a man, you know, like, if I'm in a relationship and my man is not comfortable with me being friends with another man, you know, there I might have to make an adjustment.
Right.
Because that's, you know, now you're testing his manhood, his pride.
Right.
And that, you can't do that to a man. You got to always let a man be a man. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but as far as my girlfriend's, like, all right, I know she's a hoe. All right, I know she's kind of stupid. All right.
All right, so let her thought in peace.
That's my girl. I love her. You know, she's right. here with me through all my phases.
Right.
You know? What about you, DA? Jinx.
I just don't pass judgment on people's friends. I'm like, yo, they got their own personal relationship.
What if they didn't like your friends?
No, but when you love somebody, right. like you don't want their friends is fucked up influence. To play with their brain.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What if you were, what if they put an ultimatum out there and it's your girl that you really love, like love, not like she's like, listen, it's me or your boy.
Sometimes she could be that authority just to say something. I'm going to acknowledge it just because whatever, but I'm going to be like, yo, this is my people.
Yeah.
We got a different relationship, but, you know, I respect our situation.
Yeah.
As long as there's clarity or whatnot, like she said, make adjustments.
I think it's a matter of the strength of the relationship, too, because, mm-hmm. like, well, my wife, she always be like, you know, don't fuck with so-and-so. Like, it's a bad look. And I don't ever listen, but then I realize it was bad look. But she don't ever, not my guys.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like you cool. You know what I mean? Like, my guys, she don't ever say nothing. Like, even if she just got to put up with some shit from a few of them, it is what it is. But, like, I don't know, man. Like, if it's a situation where it's, like, one of my day one homies and my wife is like, you got to stop fucking with dude. That's a tough spot to be in.
Yeah.
I feel like
it could really cause a problem in your relationship.
But on the flip, I feel like if the relationship is that strong or the marriage or whatever, then she probably wouldn't even ever say that. She'd kind of just deal with it.
No, but that's the thing. That's the thing with women. 9 out of 10 times, no matter how much you love your wife, you got to go through the motions before
right.
you cut off one of your friends. Your friend got to do you dirty. You're not going to be like, listen, I ain't fucking with you because my girl's not getting
yeah, that's
you.
Mad weak.
No, a woman doesn't even want to be with that kind of man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So 9 out of 10 times, like you said, you have to just deal with it and then be like, damn, babe, you was right, that nigga ain't shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But
separated
women we'll cut all our friends off for our boyfriends
because y'all hate each other. Women don't fuck with women.
So speaking of just friends,
not my three best friends, like yeah. I don't care, like I've been through problems with in my serious relationships because you know guys are fine with your friends when they first start dating you, mm-hmm. but when they fall in love with you, it's like, why are you going there with her? Why do you have to be in this picture with her? Why are y'all here? Why you gotta go with she? Why her? Why?
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, I've had some issues over my friends, and I don't care. I'm not cutting my friends off from my boyfriend. It's just weird.
And they be turning up like that?
No, I mean, you know, like I said, when you let somebody in your life and they be a little nosy and they find out a little bit of your friends' business, they don't like your friends
right,
anymore.
Right, right. What you know? About social media and relationships specifically, check this out,
like posting on social media, like,
so there's that, but check this out, this is like a petty one, but this is a conversation that me and some people was having the other day. So
When you're in a relationship, do you have to scale down on the things you like on like Instagram and Facebook?
Yes. 100%.
Yeah? What you think, DA?
Yeah, little man, but social media, I got that. Yeah. That understanding, like, keep that, right, that ballpark over there.
Right. Like, but I mean, like, if you just scrolling and you liking every twerk video on that jank.
All the strapless bra pics.
Right. Why are you only following naked chicks? I'm so excited to get this tummy tee off the ground. That's what I'm doing.
Come on, babe. You know you need one of them strapless bras.
I'm looking for you. I mean. But yeah, so you say you do have to moderate that a little bit?
I mean, for me, like, you know, with my experience, because I like to show love. Like, I'm like, you know, I had a MySpace page. Remember, we used to show love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Top 8 for everybody.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Y'all remember y'all's top 8?
I remember my top 8, yeah. Person, I
wasn't
like,
a black planet.
Like, if I follow you, you could expect me to like your shit. Like,
right.
Like, even if it's not something that I think is amazing, just because it's your shit and I fuck with you,
I like it.
You know what I mean? So that's the type of person I am. Like, I like to show love. So I'm there liking pictures all the time. Yeah. You know? But when I'm...
You ain't dropping like Man Crush Mondays and shit.
No.
That's too far.
But I mean, when I'm with somebody seriously, it becomes a problem. Like, oh, you're always liking everybody's shit. So, like, guys, if I haven't been liking your shit, you know,
right. It's because something's going on.
You know what I'm saying? But I think we figured it out.
Ain't it crazy that we at that point in life where it's like, damn, you can't even just like a picture on social media without it being something a little bit more than what it is.
I know, like, women see it like your finger might as well be like your dick liking the picture.
Right. Like, oh, so you liked her. And then, like, do they still got...
I get so offended when the guy that I'm dating likes some whore's picture.
See, that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
She's like, a whore. And you're like...
Why you like that bitch? That's
but, like, you know...
She's a thot.
You know nothing's going to come of that.
She's a thot. She's like a thot.
Nah.
You're liking
these
thots. You're
liking the thot, and it's just a thot situation.
Man.
Yes.
No, DA probably cool out like, here. Yeah,
like, man on the
damn, team. I like that.
Nah, man. When you're a real stalker, you have your man on a fake page where you only follow him.
Yo, what?
You only follow him. So you.
So that's what they're doing, huh?
Through the info, the news feed to find him. You just wake up in the morning, you go look, and you can see everything.
Fellas, listen up. She just put us up on gang.
Right. I didn't got some text messages like, yo, how'd you find that? Like,
yeah, y'all out here fake paging.
We found it like that.
3 weeks ago,
exactly. It tells you from like 6 months ago.
And you might be on to something, because like my girl ain't on Twitter no more, but she's hella be seeing all my tweets.
Yo,
I'm telling you.
She might be like some dude named Steve or something.
She's on a fake page. She only follow you and like the radio station.
Like, graffiti, right. That was a funny tweet, graffiti.
Like, how'd you see that tweet? Yeah, that was mad funny, but you're going to have to delete that shit.
I feel like women.
Yeah.
That's
real. That was a jewel.
I think women put together like this roster of potential chicks that could be like your potential if y'all ever break up.
Yes.
Like they probably put together like these are the type of women that you'll probably go after if we ever break up.
I definitely feel like when I've gone through breakups, I'm like, oh, he's probably with this bitch. Ooh. Or maybe even that bitch. Oh, this is one of his bitches for sure. Definitely.
How you feel if your dude breaks up with you and gets with a chick that looks similar to you?
Oh my God. This has happened to me. It was like, honestly, it's kind of a relief. It helps you get over the breakup because it's like, look at him.
Got he another me.
So much.
Thirsty.
Right.
He's dying to be with me. He got with the little fake
mini
knockoff version.
She only got 1,000 followers. Look at this bullshit.
Cool. Like, fake news, fake news, fake news.
What if he gets with a chick that looks better?
She like, what the fuck?
You know what
mean? If that exists. I don't know if that exists.
Nah, but you know what girls do when they feel like, and I've done this myself. This is what women do. When they feel like, for instance, my son's father, we had broke up one time. And, oh, please. I was completely over him. I didn't want anything to do with him. He was like yesterday's newspaper. Nobody cares. Whatever. I seen who he was with. I seen the chick that he was with. I was like, oh, hell no. stop the phones. Everything is on pause. We are a family. We are a home.
We are together.
We are together. Okay.
So it's better that if he gets with someone that's ugly.
Even if somebody I was dating gets with somebody who looks like me, even if she's gorgeous, but you know, it's like, oh, whatever. She's just a wannabe Stephanie Fonseca. You know what I mean? Right. But if I feel like it's like somebody that I feel like, you know, she might have better pussy than me, I'm like,
that's what it really is.
How would you know that though? Is that like,
I'm like, oh, no.
How do you know she got?
Pass me some of that Barack, bro.
I'm about to make him remember.
How you know if that
what this is doing?
Right. How you know if that? How do you know? Like, is it like some sort of ESP?
It's a woman thing. Like, you know, if I all right, let's say I break up with my guy and whatever. I see that he's like with some little freak whore. Mm. Like she's like a little freaky bitch. I'm gonna be like, oh really? That
tongue rings and shit, yo.
That's gonna hit me. That's gonna hit me.
Pull on your heartstrings and everything.
This is taking it in the ass. I'm gonna be with this. I gotta cook.
That was real. Yeah, you gotta make more chuletas.
Alright.
She's like, so how many chuletas can compete with her taking it in the ass?
You got to leave like a lot of chuletas.
That's mad pork chops.
I'm back in the splits. I'm back in the splits.
So that's the one, yo. Like,
that's where we heading. Let me take another sip of
this. Yeah, so ladies, that's the drawing point. Like, if she look like she taking it in the ass, you might need to get back with your man.
You kind of look at some chicks and...
Guys, if you want your girl back, you want her back, get with something that just looks like the sex is improper.
Just a complete slur.
Oh my God, he's going to fall in love.
Just get the nastiest, just...
That's game right there. But respect yourself, gentlemen.
Yeah, respect yourself.
That's some respect. Niggas out there right now, like, man, I'm about to just go grab the pop off from up the block. Like, damn, she gonna give me my girl back.
We all know who those chicks are too. That's like, okay,
right.
I mean, graffiti don't, but
take a sip.
DA I'm probably do. Oh shit, that was good. So is it even possible to have platonic friends of the opposite sex?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
How's that worked out for you?
I just think...
You ain't smashed none of them?
No, I have.
Okay.
I'm glad you kept it real. Because I hella thought he was going to pass on that.
But listen, I have
don't leave me hanging.
I have friendships.
Right, I'm about to dap you up to that.
That's just what I trust, man. Cause I'm not. That's why I said don't put me in that category of wicked chicks taking it in the ass. All that. Like you said, respect yourself, man. Your self worth. Like, yeah. So I'm like, all right. So I put it at a distance, but trust this person. So like, and it's usually your friend. It's right. Usually your friendships. I know you got some chicks from way back when, and still right there.
Right.
It is what it is. Where you at in your life?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have friends that I've never hit. Honestly. Maybe they just weren't attractive enough, or...
I think it's when you know mad people, too. Like, can't smash all of them.
So you just gotta move your actual friends,
though, I think that's different.
Or, like, a friend that you would go and have a platonic lunch with.
Right,
you
know? Right,
you
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
9 out of 10 times when you're going to sit down and eat with another woman, it's because... You want to smash.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, can you have those friends? For me, a girl, I will say this. I have many, 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 many guy friends that I have not slept with. Like, way more than I have. But how many of them can I sleep with is a whole different...
Flex on them.
You know what I'm saying? Like, pretty much all my guy friends, if I was like, what's up, like... Fuck it, let's fuck. Come through. They're all gonna come through. Wow. You know what I mean? So
interesting.
Says a lot about guys.
Fascinating.
You know, that's why I, for me personally, Like, I just don't think, like, when you're, like, I don't think a man could ever be comfortable with a girl having guy friends. You know what I mean? Because even though that's a boy, he, if she wants to fuck one night, he's gonna give it to her. He's not gonna be like, nah, I'm not gonna fuck with you because of your man. You know what I mean?
So the male friend is always trying to smash, is that?
I would say the male friend is probably the problem.
But he would, you know. Yeah, what I mean?
he's waiting.
He would.
He yeah. would.
He's sitting on the bench.
You know what I mean?
No, let's keep it a buck. The male friend is probably the problem.
Nah, man.
I think so, bro.
Nah, man.
And I honestly don't think. I feel like having a lot of guy friends, like going and hanging out with your guy friends as a girl, I feel like that's single shit. Like when you have a boyfriend, I don't feel like you should be going to hang out with your boys.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Disrespect.
What are you doing? And I got, you know, I'm like a boy. I like watching football. You know what I'm saying? I like, you know, getting together on Sunday and wings and beer and all of that and screaming at each other. I like that. But, you know, out of respect for my man, I know that, like I said, you got to let your man be a man.
Right.
I know that kind of takes the head out of your man's chest when you're hanging out. His lady is, you know, hanging out around a bunch of sausages. That's
right.
What
the hell kind of train is going on?
A Mandingo party or something.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's a respect thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you can't just be kicking it. And on the flip, too, like, I got a lot of female friends.
Okay,
that's like my actual friends, you know what I mean?
Chill, B.
That I've known, like, before my wife. Mm-hmm. But I ain't going to just go kick it with them.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
You're right now.
No, but just in general, though, like, in any relationship, even just aside from marriage, it's kind of weird to just be like, let's go get some lunch.
Even
though you know it's innocent, it's just like, but.
No. And you're a celebrity now, so you can't really be cheating. Like, you go, end up like.
Everybody got me on their snap.
You're going to get extorted for real.
How would your wife feel if you told her, oh, I'm going to go have lunch with Stephanie Santiago with his friends?
She'll come with me.
Exactly. She'll be like, oh, I guess we're going.
Yeah, she's just straight up. She's like, okay, where are we going?
All right, I'm getting hold on.
I can't even say, not you, but she'll be on it. But yeah, even the same though, like, you can't just go have lunch with your male friend. That's kind of.
Yeah, like I said, it's okay to have male and female for you to have opposite sex acquaintances, people you're cool with, people you do business with, but people you hang out with and spend time with, if you're in a relationship, you know, you gotta choose. I mean, friends that you share, like, if, you know, like, if your man is away and there's an event and you go with his friends and their girlfriends, you know, that's different.
Right. So everybody has to be friends.
Share, you know.
Yeah. We all friends now.
We all friends now.
That's kind of how it works, too.
Yeah. It is.
And plus, like, women are more prone to put men in the friend zone, so they're usually not the ones that's trying to, like, smash. It's usually
they out there, though.
Oh, you put them in the friend zone, too?
Lean into the mic, bro, and then say what you just said, smooth cat.
Put them in the friend zone, too, because, like, that's just the way to go. If you got something else working for you, man, you can't be letting them impede on what you're building, so, like,
that's so nice.
You gotta
see what that was motivational.
What it is, yo. That's what the friend zone is. Like, yeah. What it is.
In that case, it's kind of like we don't even need to really be kicking it, though. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If you know you're working on something, then just be an associate.
That's why you got your Pacific friends. That's what I'm talking about. Like,
Straight up.
I just feel like when I'm dating somebody, I'm not gonna be like, oh, what you doing? Oh, what you doing, stuff? Oh. Well, I'm just here watching football with my guys.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I'm like, yo, I'm on the way. Find my iPhone, pull up.
I'll
be saying
that.
I'm watching football by myself. Yeah.
Hey, that's disrespect. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't do that if I was married, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
Like, shit, I'm not.
Please, please, when I'm with a guy, I can't stand to see a woman next to him. I'm so possessive. I don't like my man to have girlfriends. Like, who, for what? That is not your friend.
What are y'all doing?
You hit it at some point in your life. You're lying.
See, man, that's the thing. Saying. Like,
listen, I have friends that I've never hit.
Know it.
But you would, though.
No.
I
don't know.
They ugly.
Probably not.
Oh.
They know. It's all
energy. Man, shout out to JB in the back, too. Drew.
Yeah, shout out to JB.
Hey. Yeah, man, but check it out. So we appreciate you for coming through, Miss Stephanie Santiago. Say your name one more time, because I like how you say it. Oh,
let's
check this out. I got a question for you. One piece of knowledge or love or just advice you would leave with the world, what would that be?
All right. For for me, what I live by, the most important thing, most important advice I give to people is, you know, chase your dreams. Don't chase money. Like, money will come with your dreams. Do what you love. Love what you do.
Straight like that.
Word. What about you, DA?
Man, I would just like I tell all my athletes, man, just to grind for what they want, but have secondary plans. Keep chasing their dreams, just knowing all the implications surrounding, just keep like raising awareness, man, because, you know, it's a lot going on, and everybody just need to keep being themselves instead of judging the next one so the camaraderie can rise.
Right.
Straight up.
Cool. So as far as social media, how can people keep up, contact you, keep up with you?
I'm DA Sports, _ Twitter, DAguilar_9. I don't really do the Facebook thing. Do private sessions. Like I said, it's special operations. So it's client by client. Like I said, I don't really have clients. I got the partnership. That's why the value in the program go a long way. So, yeah, you can just reach me on the media handle. That's about it.
Okay. Straight up. Cool. What about you, Stephanie? How can people contact you? The other millions of people.
How can I hit you in your DMs?
That was great. I'm on Instagram, Stephanie_Santiago, and on Twitter, I'm Steph's Dope. And guys, please donate for Puerto Rico.
Yes, tell them the website one more time.
United. The website is unitedforpuertorico.com. Please, Puerto Rico needs all the help it can get right now.
Straight up. Life is Dope podcast. I'm Graffiti.
And I'm Davey.
Hey. Scoop. Hey. We out.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the #1 sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.